for WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Tim Kaine is favored by Virginians to retain his Senate seat this year over any Republican challengers, and a majority of Virginians strongly disapprove of President Trump in a poll released Monday. The taint of Harvey Weinstein has reached the University of Virginia, and Virginia Democrats are renaming their annual Jefferson Jackson Dinner. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, March 5th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Virginians weigh in on Corey Stewart, Donald Trump, Tim Kaine, and the state of the Commonwealth in a Christopher Newport University Wasson poll released on Monday. Charles Fishburne with our partner station WCVE reports.
Corey Stewart leads a GOP Senate primary, but 66% of Republicans polled say they are undecided. And Assistant Director Rachel Bitterkofer says,
no matter who the GOP's nominee is, it's going to be a tough race for them. Democratic incumbent Senator Tim Kaine is entering the re-election season with a 53% favorability rating. And when we tested him against the three most likely GOP challengers, he had a 20-point-plus lead amongst all of them.
The poll also shows President Trump's approval rating in Virginia is 37%, with 52% strongly disapproving of the job he's doing. Also, in results released today, although 57% say the Commonwealth is on the right track, only 32% say the same about the country. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
An activist group wants the University of Virginia to remove names from certain buildings over a donor's ties to disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein. The Daily Progress in Charlottesville reported on Friday that Women United Now delivered 5,000 signatures to UVA's president. The group is targeting buildings named after Paul Tudor Jones or his family. Jones is a UVA alum and investor who donated $35 million toward the John Paul Jones Arena named after his father. He also supported other buildings, including a proposed $12 million Contemplative Sciences Center. The group claims that Jones knew about and concealed Weinstein's alleged sexual abuse. But a Jones spokesman said Jones knew nothing about Weinstein's alleged abuses. Jones joined the Weinstein Company's board in 2015 and resigned soon after the allegations against Harvey Weinstein became public. Also, former Costa Rican President Oscar Arias, winner of the 1987 Nobel Peace Prize, will speak on peace and justice in the 21st century at Bridgewater College. Arias served as president of Costa Rica from 1986 to 1990 and 2006 to 2010. When he took office, civil wars were raging in Nicaragua and El Salvador. Working with other presidents of the region, Arias drafted a peace plan that sought to end the regional crisis by linking democracy to peace. In 1987, he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. His March 15th lecture is free and open to the public. Also, Virginia's Democratic Party is renaming its annual Jefferson Jackson Dinner. It will now be called the Blue Commonwealth Gala. Party chairwoman Susan Swecker told the Richmond Times-Dispatch on Saturday, the change makes the dinner's name more inclusive and reflective of the state. Jefferson Jackson dinners have been held by state Democratic parties throughout the country, but party leaders have been renaming the events in recent years to remove association with figures who have oppressed racial minorities. U.S. Presidents Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson had both owned slaves, and Jackson also championed the 1830 Indian Removal Act that led to the forced relocation of the Cherokee Nation. The dinner is scheduled for June 16th. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.